Verkan Vall risked one eye around the corner of the doorway, and as he did, there was a red flash and a dull roar, unlike the blue flashes and sharp cracking reports of the pistols and rifles from the doorway of the gunroom. He wondered, for a split second, if it might be one of the fouling pieces he had seen there, and then something whizzed past his head and exploded with a soft plop behind him. Turning, he saw a pool of gray vapor beginning to spread in the middle of the room. Dalla must have gotten a breath of it, for she was slumped over the chair from which she had just risen. Dropping the submachine gun and gulping a lungful of fresh air from outside, Verkan Vall rushed to her, caught her by her heels, and dragged her into Prince Jirzin's bedroom beyond, leaving her in the middle of the floor. He took another deep breath and returned to the drawing room, where Sarnax was already overcome by the sleep gas. He saw the serving table from which he had got the brandy and dragged it over to the bedroom door, overturning it and laying it across the doorway, its legs in the air. Like most Akorneb serving tables, it had a gravity counteraction unit under it. He set this for double minus gravitation and snapped it on. As it was now above the inverted table, the table did not rise, but a tendril of sleep gas curling toward it bent upward and drifted away from the doorway. Satisfied that he had made a temporary barrier against the sleep gas, Verkan Vall secured Dalla's hunting pistol and spare magazines and lay down at the bedroom door. For some time there was silence outside. Then the besiegers evidently decided that the sleep gas attack had been a success. An assassin wearing a gas mask and carrying a submachine gun appeared in the doorway, and behind him came a tall man in a tan tunic, similarly masked. They stepped into the room and looked around. Knowing that he would be shooting over a 200% negative gravitation field, Verkan Vall aimed for the assassin's belt buckle and squeezed. The bullet caught him in the throat. Evidently, the bullet had not only been lifted in the negative gravitation, but lifted point first and deflected upward. He held his front sight just above the other man's knee and hit him in the chest. As he fired, he saw a wisp of gas come sliding around the edge of the inverted table. There was silence outside, and for an instant he was tempted to abandon his post and go to the bathroom back of the bedroom for wet towels to improvise a mask. Then, when he tried to crawl backward, he could not. There was an impression of distant shouting which turned to a roaring sound in his head. He tried to lift his pistol, but it slipped from his fingers.